Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
There you are.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Kevin Stefanski press conference just wrapping up. We should have a press conference coming up with Dylan Gabriel very shortly, probably right off the top of the hour. Daryl Ryder is with us. Hello, Daryl, our Bronze Beat reporter. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. Good questions in that press conference, my friend. Nice job. But where are we with this thing right now? Because to me, I'm still trying to figure out, did Kevin Stefanski know this trade was going on? Did Kevin have any say in the trade? That was one of the questions I was kind of hoping we might get some insight on. And then who is the number two? Did he lean one way or another? Because it sounded to us like he was leaning towards Bailey Zappe.
Well, where do you want me to start? you asked about four questions.
Yeah.
Which one do you want me to hit first?
Well, I mean, we're still trying to digest this, too. Let's start with, did Kevin know what was going on?
He did say that Andrew Berry makes those decisions and he trusts in Andrew Berry. He also said that the trade caught them by surprise, that the Bengals called them and wanted Joe, and it came together very quickly. So I am going to guess no. Kevin did not seem like a guy that was thrilled that his veteran 40-year-old quarterback got traded. That being said, I think Joe Flacco is thrilled that he got traded because he doesn't have to sit and hold the clipboard. He'll get the play and probably going to play this weekend for the Bengals. So, he did not sound like a coach today. He was thrilled about this move, but also understanding that it's, out of his hands. He can't really worry about it. He's got to focus on, the room that he's left with.
So do you think they said to Kevin, hey, should we do this? You don't think they asked him, do you?
No, I don't. I think that, Andrew's the EVP of football operations. He made the decision. He made the trade, and that's the way she goes.
Too bad they had to send a sixth in the trade, too, Daryl. That one's like, okay, well, there you go.
I'm not the least bit upset that the Browns included a third-day pick in this trade at all, as somebody who doesn't like third-day picks. So
I get it. But you basically handed your opponent, who you're trying to catch, a guy they're going to play at quarterback, and the most you can do is move up 62 spots in the draft.
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. They're not going to see Joe Flacco in Week 18. I think they'll see Joe Burrow. So I don't think this trade matters materially to whether or not the Browns are going to have to play against Joe Flacco.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, you've given them a starting quarterback in their estimation who might be able to hold down the fort.
Have you seen that Bengals offensive line?
Oh, Daryl, I'm with you.
It's about as good as the Browns.
Daryl, so. I don't think Joe can play. I think Joe's done. So, yeah. But I think he'll I think he'll throw it to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Yeah, I don't think that in the grand scheme of things right now, I think the Browns have bigger problems. Other than, what Joe Flacco may or may not be able to do for the Cincinnati Bengals. They've got some other issues here, starting with their own quarterback situation. I have an idea of what I think is going to happen this weekend in the next couple of weeks as far as the backup goes. But
I want to hear. What do you think? What are they going to do with the backup?
Before that, how about the starter?
Well, it's going to be – Dylan Gabriel's starting. That's not changing. But
for the weeks ahead?
Yeah, I think that Bailey Zappe will be the second quarterback because they can elevate him from the practice squad and make him QB2. Now, the rule states that your emergency quarterback has to already be on the 53-man roster. Well, who's already on the 53-man roster? That would be Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And Kevin does not sound like he's ready to make Shedeur the backup quarterback. So I think Bailey Zappe will be elevated for the next couple of weeks until the rule expires and he has to be added to the 53 to remain the backup. But I think that that's what they're going to do. And that's the easiest thing for them to do.
Or did they create a space for Deshaun Watson?
No. Did you not listen to what Kevin said when asked about Deshaun?
Does it matter? But listen, does what Kevin says matter? If you think he didn't, if he had no say in Joe Flacco being dealt, what's the difference?
The difference is Deshaun Watson is the third rail, and Kevin didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot cattle prod.
He may not have a choice, though.
Yeah, I think that the organization is more than prepared to move on from Deshaun, and I don't foresee a situation where Andrew Berry walks into Kevin's office and says, "Hey, oh, by the way, Deshaun Watson has to be QB2.
But what happens medically if they say he's healthy to play?
Well, and that's what I was trying to get at with Kevin, because and that's why I asked the question I did, because I do feel like Deshaun is trying to force the Browns' hands by putting those videos out to say, "Hey, look, I'm doing the cone drills and I'm throwing the football and I'm doing all these things. Like, physically, I'm healthy. I'm in one piece." You know, I can't obviously speak to like the quality of the play, but like structurally, he's able to like do the job, if you will. And I feel like that's what he's doing by putting those videos out. And then you heard Kevin say, "Yeah, I really don't care what the guys are posting on social media. Maybe I'm the only one." But like, yeah, you are, Kevin, because that does matter. At some point, I think the rubber is going to have to meet the road there when it comes to Deshaun. Now, do I believe that they want to play in this year? Absolutely not. But, you know, to your point, they're going to have to come to crossroads.
I can't see if he is healthy and is allowed to be physically cleared to play NFL football, and they're not. What, you don't think the NFLPA is going to jump in this? You don't think his lawyers are going to jump in this?
You Shedeur him, right? You activate him. He's on the 53, but he doesn't play. That's simple, right?
I mean, I get it.
On the active 53, not playing. So,
but then you still need another quarterback. So then you're going to dress three quarterbacks and have a quarterback on the practice squad again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see.
Everyone that wanted to argue with me about saying they're going to keep three quarterbacks or four quarterbacks on the active roster, I said it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. And guess what? They traded. They traded Pickett. I don't know how they're going to do this.
They traded Pickett. They traded Flacco. That half the guys that got reps in training camp are no longer here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really was a waste of time to do what they did.
Because they gave away all those reps, right?
They're obviously not going to admit that. They're not going to say, "Oh, yeah, we totally, messed up by handling training camp the way we did." They're not going to admit their mistake publicly. But, when you look at it, it was pretty stupid to invest all that time in two guys that, we're approaching mid-October and neither one of those guys are here, right? I'll be honest with you, they might have been better off starting Dylan Gabriel from week one and just getting him ready as a third-round pick. Now, do I agree that that's what should? No, but. But just, the helicopter view of things, they probably would have been better off just starting getting Dylan Gabriel ready for week one and starting him than wasting time with Joe Flacco and wasting time with Kenny Pickett. But, Darryl, hindsight's 20/20.
Was it stupid or was it a plan?
Could have been both, right? I mean, this is all about what's really clear is it's about developing these kids, right? Andrew Berry has a very good rookie draft class. So that really puts a dent in the Andrew Berry can't draft players narrative that's out there. He drafted a very good class here, and it's not just one of those situations where, these five guys are playing. No, these guys are playing well. Mason Graham's playing well. Carson Schlesinger's playing well. Quinshon Judkins is playing well. Harold Fannin Jr. is playing well. Dylan Gabriel did not go out and embarrass himself. I won't say he's playing well, but he at least didn't embarrass himself, right?
Yep, too early.
It's early, but like the early returns on this draft class are extremely positive. So I think Andrew.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Barry is absolutely going to be safe. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Stefanski realizes he might not be safe. I don't know.
Yeah, I keep walking out of this. If that's the scenario that we're kind of all walking out of that press conference with, it's you wonder, are Andrew and Kevin still on the same page? Are they still thought partners?
Yeah, that I certainly can't speak to that. I mean, you know, believe
no, but
obviously.
I mean, Daryl, I don't think you and I have ever really questioned that until we watched Sunday's we watched Sunday's game, and we talked about it afterwards, and I was like, man, this is the first time it feels like Kevin just is disjointed with what's going on. And then today you get this press conference.
Yeah, I mean, this was an all-time Browns head coach press conference, right?
Right.
And this is up there. I mean, he said a lot without saying a lot, and this is the first time where I'm like, well, you know, because I've always been convinced that Andrew was coming, that Andrew wasn't going anywhere. But now, I mean, here's the reality. It hasn't mattered the quarterback. It hasn't mattered the coordinator. His offense can't score 17. Can only score 17 points in games. That's a problem. Like, he's got to get that figured out. It is a very boring, in some cases predictable, offense that's not producing at the league averages, right? I mean, they you said it on our post-game YouTube. Like, the NFL basically gives you 20 points a game, and these guys can't get to 20 points a game. They've lost 14 of 22 games, they've only won four of the last 22, and in only three of those games have they been able to put more than 17 points on the scoreboard. That's a problem. And again, it hasn't mattered who the quarterback has been, hasn't mattered who the coordinator is. And that's something that Kevin's going to have to get figured out here, is finding ways to get explosive plays, get points on the scoreboard, because that microscope that he's under is just going to keep zooming in on that fact, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're losing games because you are scoring points, you're getting explosive plays, you can live with that. But again, he had, what, four quarterbacks last year. He's two deep this year, probably definitely going three deep, right? The only question is, do they go four deep again? And, you know, they're not scoring points, and that's what they're going to have to figure out. But I kind of feel like, just, you know, listening to that press conference today, Kevin gets it. Like, he understands, like, man, you know, it hasn't, you know, mattered what quarterback I have, right? I kind of feel like he's feeling that a little bit with just the way he answers some of those questions.
Can they beat Pittsburgh?
Hmm. Oh, wait, there's a game this week?
There's a game.
Well, they haven't won there in 21 years, if my math is correct. So you're going in with a rookie quarterback making his second NFL start. I'm going to say the odds are not heavily in their favor.
All right, Daryl.
But anything's possible. That's why you play the games. You never say never. But I'm just saying the odds are not in their favor.
Mm-hmm. All right, we need you to go get in that Dylan Gabriel press conference. So go back to work, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to speak to him here probably in about 5 to 10 minutes or so.
All right, and we'll carry that too. So we're looking forward to having that. And, of course, we got to make sure we watch Brownie Bites immediately following every Browns game. Daryl and I break it down, and it's a lot of fun. It's on YouTube, right, my friend?
On YouTube, and then later on this afternoon I'll have the daily Brownie Bites, all the highlights from the locker room, and, of course, Kevin Stefanski's press conference where he said a lot without saying anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.